Welcome to the deep dive, where we get straight to the insights. Today, we're taking a deep dive into something really crucial for men's health, male hormone blood testing. We're using a great local guide, Male Hormone Blood Test in Stowmarket, your guide as our foundation here. Our mission really is to pull out the key takeaways, what these tests are, why they're important, and you know how they can actually help you. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, and you know what's fascinating here is just how foundational your hormone status is. It's not just a factor, it's often the engine impacting energy, mood, so much more than people might realize.
That's a really good way to put it. So, okay, let's get specific. What does a male hormone blood test actually involve? Is it just testosterone or?
Well, it's a key diagnostic tool. Testosterone is definitely the main focus, yeah. But it also looks at luteinizing hormone, LH, and follicle stimulating hormone, FSH. These are important because they basically signal to your body how much testosterone it should be making.
Gotcha. And testosterone itself, its role is pretty huge, right? We're talking libido, energy, mood stability, muscle mass.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And these tests help diagnose things like, well, hypogonadism, where your body isn't producing enough hormones, but also issues like erectile dysfunction, even infertility.
And you mentioned mood. So fluctuations can really affect mental well-being too.
Oh, definitely. It can significantly influence emotional and mental states. If you're feeling persistent fatigue, maybe low libido, mood swings, even weight changes you can't explain, a test could offer some real clarity.
That brings up a key point then. Why is regular testing so important? And who should really be thinking about this? Is annual testing needed if you feel fine?
That's a fair question. The big advantage is catching imbalances early, before they become, you know, bigger problems. Health pros often suggest it, especially for men over, say, 40. That age group just generally has a higher risk for imbalances that might lead to things like cardiovascular disease, diabetes, metabolic syndrome down the line.
So it's proactive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Proactive. We actually saw a case in Stowmarket. A patient who'd been struggling with just feeling drained all the time turned out to be low testosterone, and treatment made a huge difference. So annual testing, if you're over 40, or sooner if you have symptoms, is a smart move.
That really highlights the benefit. Okay. But some people might hear blood test and think it's a big hassle. How straightforward is the actual process?
It's surprisingly simple, actually. Just a standard blood draw. You can usually get it done at a local clinic or lab.
And results are quick.
Often back within a few days, yeah. Preparation is key, though.
Yeah.
Usually fasting for about 8 to 12 hours beforehand. Also best to avoid alcohol and really strenuous exercise for maybe 24 hours prior. Check with your doctor about any medications you're on and make sure you're well hydrated. Places like Stowmarket Health Center, Woodlands, the Stowmarket Clinic, Priory Medical Center, they're all set up for this.
Okay, sounds manageable. So you get the test, you have the results. Let's talk about the payoff. What are the real benefits of having balanced hormones for like daily life and maybe even living longer?
Well, the impact on quality of life can be pretty profound. We're talking enhanced energy, more stable mood, better sexual health, improved focus, even physical performance. It touches a lot of areas. And the research backs this up. Consistently, men with optimal testosterone levels tend to have lower rates of metabolic disorders, heart problems, even certain cancers.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and better mental health too. Less depression, less anxiety. So addressing imbalances early, making those informed lifestyle tweaks, that really can contribute to longevity.
That makes perfect sense. So when you get those results back, what are you looking for? What's normal and what happens if it's not?
Typically, the results show you levels next to reference ranges.
Mm-hmm.
For testosterone, for instance, generally normal is somewhere between 300 and 1,000 nanograms per deciliter in GDL. But this raises an important question. What if your levels are outside that range?
Right.
The crucial next step is talking to your healthcare provider. Don't just look at the number. Discuss what might be causing it if you need more tests, what treatment options look like, which might include lifestyle changes.
So be ready to ask questions.
Definitely. Ask things like, okay, what do these results mean for my health? Or what lifestyle changes should I be thinking about? Be direct.
And thinking long term, beyond just the test, what can someone do day to day to support healthy hormone levels?
Oh, lots of things.
Yeah.
Regular physical activity is huge. A balanced diet, think healthy fats, good protein. Managing stress effectively, maybe through mindfulness or similar practices, and getting enough sleep, that's really critical too.
So it's an ongoing thing.
Absolutely. Maintaining optimal levels isn't usually a one-off fix. It's often a combination of consistent monitoring, those lifestyle adjustments, and sometimes, if it's appropriate, medical help like hormone replacement therapy might be part of the picture. We connect this to the bigger picture. It's about holistic health.
You know, listening to all this, it feels like it's more than just a checkup. It's like taking more active control of your health. So what does this all mean for you, the listener?
Well, I think it really boils down to seeing this as a proactive investment. There's always more to learn, of course. But consider this, actively tracking and managing your hormone health, using these kinds of insights, that could honestly be one of the most impactful things you do for your long-term well-being. It's not just physical health. It's your mental resilience, your day-to-day energy, your vitality. It's all connected.